morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week, I'm talking about the end times and Bible prophecy, and specifically Jesus' prophecy in Matthew 24, or his prophecies, different signs that we are to look for. And some of that causes confusion as to when Jesus is supposed to come again. So I've been clarifying some of that for you. And today I want to begin to look at specific reasons I think we may be very close to the second coming of Christ. So let me review where we've been so far. The first thing we saw is that Jesus gave a list of events that would happen within 40 years, within a generation of when he made these predictions in 33 AD. And all of them came to pass. We see biblical evidence that everything Jesus outlined in Matthew chapter 24, including the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, happened within 40 years. And that is an amazingly accurate prophecy that gives us further evidence that Jesus truly is the Messiah, the Christ, that has been prophesied throughout the scriptures. And Jesus says that once all these signs are completed, he says the end will be near, right at the door. But then he says, don't think that means that it will happen right then. He says there will be a delay. He says no one knows the day or the hour. In Matthew 24, verse 37, he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And the days of Noah, we know from the Bible, were a time when judgment was delayed and it came unexpectedly. God said in Genesis 6 there would be 120 years and then the flood would come. And he gave Noah 120 years to build the ark. Sometimes people think that when God says man's days shall be 120 years, that that's referring to the human lifespan, and that no longer can people live to be over 120. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible records a number of people who lived beyond the age of 120, even after the flood. Abraham, for instance, lived to be 175 years old. So what God was doing was saying, the judgment will come, the flood, in 120 years, and he gave Noah 120 years to build the ark. And as Noah's building the ark, he's preaching to the people to repent, but they ignored him. And they said, I'm sure by 20 years, 30 years, they said, you know, when is this flood going to be, Noah? You've been building this ark this whole time. 60 years go by, 100 years go by. And Noah was a laughingstock, but then suddenly the flood came and swept them all away, is what Jesus says. And so Jesus says, this is how the coming, the second coming is going to be. You're not going to know the hour. If you knew the hour, he compares it to a man who has a thief break in his house and says, you know, if you know what time the thief's coming, you're going to be ready for him. But if you don't know, you're going to stay up and you're going to wait. And you don't know what hour of the night he's going to come. So in the same way, Jesus says, expect a delay. His coming will be near, right at the door, from 73 AD on, but we don't know how long it will be before he comes, and it will be a long delay. Certainly, it already has been a long delay. So how do we know if we're getting particularly close? Well, there's two ways of answering that. First, we can't really know for sure. It could be another 100 years. It could be another 500 years. There's no way to set an upper limit to when the second coming will be. But we can see things begin to fall into place that would give us reason to think that we very well may be drawing close. We know we're closer than any generation before us because the second coming, according to Jesus, who is dead accurate in everything else he prophesied, he promises it will come. And so it will come. And so whenever it is, we're closer now than anyone has been before. But in addition to that, I think there are things we can point to that say, you know what, we can see the stage being set where we can see how the biblical events could come to fruition more than in any other time period, and that should make us get excited. There are seven things I look at that I think are show that we are drawing particularly close to the second coming. Again, could be 500 years away, but there are reasons to think that we're getting very close. And they are not the reasons that I hear people often give. Often people will talk about earthquakes, floods, and wars and rumors of wars, and people falsely claiming to be Christ. Well, why they do that is those are all things listed in Matthew chapter 24. But as I've explained to you, I think those are all things that already happened by 70 AD. Those are the things Jesus said had to happen before his coming was near. And then there's a delay. So these are not signs that Jesus is about to come. These are just things that have happened every generation, really, or most generations, particularly the generation that lived during the disciples' time, the disciples of Jesus, that show that the end is now near. But those are not signs that show that the end is now imminent. Jesus warns against that thinking. So what are some things I have in mind? I'll lay them out over the next couple days, but I'll get started with this one. The Bible says that when Jesus comes again, every eye will see him. It will be a visible coming. And Revelation 1 verse 7 specifically says, every eye will see him. And Matthew 24:30, Jesus himself says, all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. And if we were living in the early 1900s, for instance, we would read that and we would think that's an interesting verse. How is it that everyone is going to see Jesus when he comes again? And some people would say, oh, well, maybe this verse is just metaphorical, or, you know, it's not literally going to be fulfilled. Whereas others might think God could do some kind of miracle to make this happen where everyone all over the earth could see. I mean, because the problem is, if Jesus is visibly returning to Jerusalem in the clouds, how are people on the other side of the earth, in Australia and Japan and even in the United States, how are we going to see this event unfold? Because of the curvature of the earth, our view would be obstructed. So that's the very literal physical problem. And how is it going to happen that every eye will see him? Well, we no longer have to wonder about that. We now have television. And television has been around for a number of years now. But even in the 1950s, you didn't have the ability to see events live on the other side of the world. We had to get communication satellites in place so that events on one side of the world could be beamed around by satellite to other parts of the world. And even then, you know, live satellite television was not available in many places in the world. It may have been available in the United States from somewhere in the 1960s on, but much of the world didn't have access to that. It's really not until the 1980s that you have 24-hour-a-day live cable news, but really it's not until the 90s, I would say, that access to live television events around the world is really in all the countries of the world. Even in third world countries, people crowd around televisions to watch, you know, World Cup games or big soccer games that are taking place. And so that technology has only been around for about 25, 30 years at the most, where we could see how this event could be fulfilled. That means that we are living in a day and age where we can see how the Bible's end time prophecies could be fulfilled in a way we never could have before. That sets our time period apart and means that we should have an even greater expectancy that we may be drawing near to the coming of Christ. A second thing I would point to is the population of the earth. The Bible prophesies in Revelation chapter 9, verse 15, about a great army that will be involved in end time events. And the army numbers, according to Revelation 9, verse 16, 200 million. And it's only in the last 20 years or so that the population has reached enough billions of people where we could envision a country putting together an army of 200 million people. Now, this may not be a human army. It may be a spiritual army of some sense. But even then, the number of people that they kill, according to Revelation, suggests that the world's population will be at least a couple billion by the time that this occurs. And we did not reach a couple billion population until the 1920s. Really, probably by the 1950s, it started to look like the population was high enough to match what the Bible teaches. So that's already two of the seven things I'm going to continue to list more tomorrow that talk about how our time period is peculiar and point to the truth and reliability of these prophecies made so long ago. Well, until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.